This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 110 people have died in devastating floods across parts of western Germany and Belgium, officials said Friday, as rescue operations and the search for hundreds still unaccounted for continues. Authorities in one German state say 60 people died there. In a neighboring state, officials put the death toll at 43, and Belgium reported 12 dead. Rescuers were rushing to help people trapped in their homes. Regional authorities said several people had died after their houses collapsed, and aerial pictures show what appears to be a massive sinkhole. Officials have warned such disasters could become more common due to climate change. U.S. officials and the Gavi Vaccine Alliance said Friday nearly 50 African countries are to receive 25 million COVID-19 vaccine doses donated by the United States, with the first shipments to Burkina Faso and Ethiopia in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to share 80 million American-made vaccines with countries around the world to protect the most vulnerable and stem transmission of the coronavirus. Nearly a million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be delivered in the coming days, and the remainder will be shipped in the coming weeks, according to the U.S. State Department. Africa recorded a 43% jump in COVID-19 deaths last week as infections and hospital admissions have risen and countries face shortages of oxygen and intensive care beds, the World Health Organization said on Thursday. An official with the African Union says the U.S. donation was appreciated, quote, especially at this moment when we are witnessing the third wave in a number of African countries. The COVAX dose sharing program has so far shipped 121 million doses to 136 mostly low and middle income countries. This is VOA News. Japanese authorities are searching for a Ugandan weightlifter on Friday after he went missing just a week before the Tokyo Olympics, which has sparked public opposition over their coronavirus risks. The 20-year-old was taking part in training camp near Osaka, but failed to turn up to a COVID-19 test and was not in his hotel room. His disappearance comes with intense scrutiny in Japan over the risk of virus infection spreading from the postponed 2020 Games as cases surge in the country. Among thousands of Games-related arrivals in July, only a handful of positive cases have been recorded, but ahead of the opening ceremony on July 23rd, Tokyo is under a virus state of emergency and has in recent days recorded its highest infection numbers since January. Organizers have been forced to bar spectators from all events in Tokyo and most venues elsewhere, while athletes, officials, and staff face strict antivirus measures, including regular testing and limits on their movement. South Africa's president said on Friday his government would not allow, quote, anarchy and mayhem to prevail in South Africa after violence this week, which he suggested may have been deliberately provoked. He made the remarks when he visited the area near the port city of Durban, one of the area's worst hit in a week of looting and arson that destroyed hundreds of businesses and killed more than 100 people. The president said the government was doing everything it could to deal with unrest, which he said had severely dented investor confidence and hit South Africa's economic recovery. But violence appears to be abating, and companies are working to restart operations as calm is returning to parts of the commercial capital, Johannesburg, though most shops remain shut. The rioting broke out in several parts of the country following the jailing of the current South African president's predecessor, Jacob Zuma. Last week, he failed to appear at a corruption inquiry. It swiftly turned into looting and destruction driven by widespread anger over poverty and inequality that persists nearly three decades after the end of white minority rule. The South African president said in Durban that it was quite clear the incidents were, quote, instigated, and we are after these people, but he did not specify whom. The Biden administration on Friday issued an advisory to warn U.S. businesses about risks to their operation and activities in Hong Kong after China's imposition of a national security law there last year. The advisory from the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security warns businesses in Hong Kong that they are subject to the territory's laws, including the controversial national security law, under which foreign nationals, including a U.S. citizen, have been arrested. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.